I am. I've decided to see Steph, Clay, Draymond, and Bowman.
Middle of the 4 to 5 nights.
So everybody.
Can I get fined for a joke? Or don't worry, everybody's playing. Everybody's playing.
Even making light of that, how relaxed are you just with the way, maybe the way the season started helps, but just in general in this role, and what did you expect when you took the job in terms of how comfortable you feel this year?
I don't know that I gave it that much thought. I just knew that it would take some time to feel the rhythm of the job and to get my bearings, get my traction, and I didn't really think about what the timetable would be, but I felt very confident in the fact that I've been in the league in different capacities for 25, 26 years, so it's been a great transition, obviously made easy by the fact that we've got great players who are really easy to coach and high character people, and a lot of wonderful people in the organization, so it's been really smooth.
You made mention of watching Steph and just kind of being aware of some of the stuff he's able to do with this team concept. Did you ever imagine that it could kind of come together this quickly where stuff just seems to click?
Well, I knew we'd have a good team because they were already good. They won 51 last year, and whatever it was the year before, 2 years in the playoffs in a row. So. My goal was really to just keep the continuity and just try to continue the growth and the improvement. And, I wouldn't have guessed that we'd have this record, but I did think we'd be very good.
Coach, what has been the secret of your success so far, do you think?
Let's see, Steph Curry, Andre Iguodala, Clay. I can go down the list. We have a great roster, and they've been together now for a couple of years. So. There's no secret. It's just like everything else in this league. It's about talent and competitiveness and continuity, and we have all that.
You're very exciting to watch. You're a great team, and your offense is on fire almost every night. How important is it you going forward that the defense needs to step up, or does it not if your offense is so good?
Well, I think what's made us good is that our defense is what we count on, and that leads to our offense. When we make stops and get out and run, that's when we're at our most difficult to cover. And so we really focus on the defense more than the offense, and we try to tie them together. And when we're playing at both ends, then that's when we're hard to beat.
So your team in the home.
Can you talk a little bit about Draymond Green and his ability to find angles on the court to just cut off players on drives?
Yeah, Draymond just has a knack for being in the right place at the right time, whether it's getting a key rebound or covering guards on pick and roll penetration. He's quick, he's strong, and he's really, really intelligent. He just understands angles and schemes, and he's really kind of the key to our defense. We have a lot of excellent defenders. I mean, Andre is one of the best in the league and was all defense last year. Bogut, obviously, our rim protector. Steph and Clay have been excellent. But Draymond sort of ties it all together because of the way we play and the amount of switching that we do.
Your team and Fox obviously have had great chemistry all year. As you move toward the trade deadline, how do you balance that chemistry versus maybe wanting to tweak or add a player?
Oh, I don't even think about that. I was a GM for 3 years, and I didn't particularly like it that much. So I like coaching a lot better. I don't even pay attention to any of that unless Bob calls me and says he's got something going, which he hasn't. So I hadn't even thought about the trade deadline at all. I'm just focused on getting to the All-Star break and trying to have a successful road trip before we head to New York.
Was it a tricky thing as a GM?
Yeah, it's very tricky. Yeah, trying to figure out, especially when you have a good team, but you don't know how good. That's a tricky dynamic, and inevitably you're guessing. If you make a move, you're guessing. whereas you know what you have if you stand pat. So those are the dynamics you have to think about as a GM, which I'm happy to not do so anymore.
How can you explain to a common fan how impactful Draymond is on the court compared to someone more flashy like a Blake Griffin somewhere else?